Welcome to e-learning of Atomic Energy Education Society, Class 7th English, Supplemental Reader in Alien Hand, Chapter 6, I Want Something in a Cage by Ellie Greep, Module 3. Children, let us quickly recollect what we have seen in Module 1 and 3. Mr. Purcell had a pet shop. It had all kinds of pets and he arranged everything properly in the shelves, and the constant stir movement of the noises that are there in the shops didn't disturb him. Neither it disturbed him nor it disturbed his customers. Instead, his customers used to appreciate the way he had maintained the pet shop, and they even say they are very cute. Look at the little cage, they are very sweet. If you come about the Mr. Purcell, he is a man of a small fuzzy red cheeks and tight melon stomach. He wore a spectacles that gives him an appearance of a wise and genial owl. It is his routine to read the newspaper in all corners and digest the news. Even he read the columns of advertisements. He considered himself as a professional man as he showed his concern about the well-being of birds and animals in his shop. Well-being, you can see that, what an oxymoron, well-being of birds in the shop that is there in the cage. It is a usual day, a foggy morning in winter there. But a strange customer entered. The first strange thing that happened was that the jingle which he kept there in the entrance of the shop didn't ring that particular day. Mr. Purcell could recall it failed to ring. He glanced at the stranger. He understood by his intuition that the person, the stranger, didn't like him. But yet, Mr. Purcell welcomed him, greeted him. When he asked the customer, the stranger, what do you want, he noticed the suit which he was wearing. The stranger's suit, though new looking, was cheap and ill-fitting. He had close-cropped hair. The stranger's eyes moved all around the shop. He wanted to purchase something in a cage. So he asked the shop owner, Mr. Purcell, I want something in a cage. The shop owner was first confused. He was puzzled. Because something in a cage, what would mean a pet like that? Immediately, the person, the stranger, snapped the man, got angry and said, I want something in a cage, means something small. Something small, immediately, person suggested, can it be a rat? The visitor immediately pointed out the dows in the cage. And he asked for the charges. The shop owner, that Mr. Purcell said, 55. The man didn't like the amount, but he offered $50. Mr. Purcell, magnanimously happy, smiled because he calculated in the mind whether he received profit out of it. Since he was receiving the profit, he was calculated as he got, agreed for the $50. The man picked up the cage and he asked the owner, was it annoying you? What is it? Was it annoying you here? Is that noise that are made by the birds and the animals in the pet shop? Mr. Purcell looked surprised because he couldn't hear nothing unusual, because it is something usual for him. But for the customer, but for the strange customer, it was something really make him drive crazy. Mr. Purcell didn't like the stranger. He wanted to swat him out of the shop, but he was not doing it. At that time only, the stranger asked him that, how long do you think it took me to make the $5? Let us see. Till now, actually, the shop owner, Mr. Purcell, was not aware that the stranger had come from prison. The stranger said that he earned those $5 by doing hard labor in jail in his 10 years of imprisonment. You just think of the children, 10 years, this $50 he earned out of 10 years of labor work. Laboriously he was working. And just to get only the $50. He was saying that 50 cents a year. Because 50 cents, $5 for 10 years. Mr. Purcell, he just ridiculed him, making fun of him. This is, they give you only $5, laughed the man. And a cheap suit and tell you not to get caught again. He was just teasing him. See, the hard work of this man for 10 years got unnoticed by this person, Mr. Purcell. Instead, he was ridiculing him. The stranger was not at all interested in the person because he started again the business work that he how to follow, how to take care of the dogs, etc. So the stranger just ignored the person and stopped abruptly. Means he walked out of the shop abruptly. The thing which was mesmerizing is that the moment he stepped out of the shop, who the stranger, what he did, you know, he just made the birds free. He opened the cage and released the dove one by one. They rose like wind-blown balls of fluff and were lost. They were flying so happily, so freely. Now we can imagine that the 10 years that he was there in the prison, how much longing he had there for the freedom. He felt relieved when he freed the birds from the cage. He looked at the flying birds and happily until they disappeared in the mist, and then he walked away. He wanted to have the pleasure of freeing some animals because you know very well the plight, the problem, the pain which he had underwent. Only he knew the pain of others who are experiencing it. He was there in prison for 10 years and he could easily understand the value of freedom. Okay, that is why he made the birds free. But the act of this particular man really shocked Mr. Purcell, and he felt that he is insulted more. The reason is that you see, he was there, he was keeping the birds and the animals in the cages for his business, but this man was come, he even didn't argue and bargain for the money. 10 years of whatever he earned, he spent for that just to free the birds. So the merchant's eyebrow was puckered, and with a perplexed so desperately had the man desired the doves that he had let him have them at a reduced price, and immediately he had turned them loose. Now you see why Mr. Purcell muttered, "Did he do that?" He felt vaguely insulted. The man bought the doves from Purcell's shop for $5 and then went outside to set them free. See, just the hard work which he had did for 10 years and earned $50 spent in a few seconds or minutes just to free the birds. It was Mr. Purcell who had kept these birds in the cage and restricted the freedom, and the man spent his 10 years income only to give the dogs freedom. You see that? So now you could understand, children, in the beginning I told you the imprisonment and the freedom. So now you would understand. So every living being, whether it is a human, an animal or bird, deserves freedom. I hope this pandemic lockdown has taught us plenty of things, that to love animals, to love birds, and the most important thing is they too deserve freedom. I hope after reading this chapter, if you have any pet, you will set them free. And I hope if you have already asked your parents that I want a parrot or I want a pair of doves, I hope you would not ask and you would not put them in the cage, and you don't want to be a reason for its imprisonment. Let the birds fly happily in the air. Let us feel free that we have given freedom to our fellow living beings. Don't do something extra to save. It's okay, but don't trouble them. That is far better. The title also very appropriate, that I want something in a cage. I want something to be free, which is already there in the cage. That's what the chapter talks about, freedom and freedom and freedom. Thank you, children.